So many practicing Muslim people
Yeah.
have a full-blown Christmas tree in their house.
Presents,
Presents, wrapping it
Santa,
up,
all of
let's
that stuff.
go.
Yeah.
Not giving the same energy to Eid.
Hi,
Hi, guys!
guys.
Welcome back to another episode and the
Minds in
last,
neutral.
Minds in Neutral, and the last episode of
24.
2024.
What a
The
crazy
year
year.
this has been.
For real.
Very crazy in so many aspects from start to finish. So much has been going on,
Yeah.
and we're in the last couple of days. And
Last 2 days, brother.
really?
Yeah.
No, don't we have 29, 30, 31? Or do we not have 31 this year?
I don't know if we have 31.
Well,
I never knew 30, 31.
اللي هو,
Yeah.
it's the end of the year, basically. By the time this comes out, it'll be even closer to the end of the year. And just so much
Yeah.
good, so much meh. I don't want to
Yeah.
say bad.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, there hasn't been anything like drastic.
Yeah.
So much good, so many lessons learned, so many new people. So many new people, at least from my end. Like, I met so many new people.
Yeah, I would say I got close to people that I didn't expect myself to get close to.
Yeah.
And not close as in like we became besties, but like we actually talk.
Yeah. Like, you guys are actually like
Yeah.
friends now. Like,
Yeah.
you built a really like friendship with each other. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like for me, it's like I just got to know a lot of people this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got super close to anyone like crazy new this year. No, I did actually. I did, like, a girl from uni. I did get really close to her. Got really close this year, even though I knew her from first year, but we got super close this year. But yeah, 2024 was good while it lasted. Would I
I'm
repeat
ready for
it?
it next year.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I'm so ready. Next year is going to be even more hectic because we're going to be graduates. We're going to start a new absolute page in life. New everything. We're not going to
How
do
do you
the.
feel about
I
that?
have no idea yet. I have no idea. So many people ask me, and so many people ask me, like, what do you want? Like, where's your future headed? And I'm like, I don't know yet. It's heading
Yeah,
somewhere.
it's heading somewhere.
I'm not too sure where.
Yeah. I feel like life really. You just find your path. Like
You
me
do.
looking at myself in like the beginning of 2024,
Yeah.
I truly did not even the beginning, like bro, like a month ago from me, like from a month ago,
Yeah, like November.
I would be like, oh, I don't know where I'm heading, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I'm starting to kind of
Yeah.
make that path for myself.
Yeah, you are.
So
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I do. Like, it just happens. Like, it's not like I did anything that
Yeah,
it just
exactly.
really just happened.
Yeah. And I
So,
mean, I feel like that path is kind of written, right?
yeah.
But it's not an excuse to be lazy.
No, definitely. Because
Obviously
at the end
not.
of the day, like, I did something that made that path
Path happen.
available to
Yeah,
me.
exactly. That opened
Yeah.
that path for you, which is good.
Yeah.
But I think, like, with where life is heading, I feel like I can never answer that question directly. At
Yeah.
least not now, or I don't think in the next couple of years I'll be able to like answer that question directly, 'cause right now it's like we're really discovering what to do with our time, which
Yeah.
career we want to take. Like, yes, okay, next year we're going to have a bachelor's degree. Amazing. But like, some people don't even work in what they studied. So
Yeah.
am I going to be that type of person? Am I going to work in a completely different field? Like, how's it going to go? I
Yeah.
have no idea. I have no idea yet. And that's just something that we're just going to need to figure out,
Yeah.
like
And
slowly, bit by bit.
I feel like you also kind of get to know yourself more. Like, I don't know, this year I feel like I found out more about myself.
Oh yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same, same,
Like
same.
what you like, what you don't
Yeah.
like, what
Even,
motivates you, what doesn't.
yeah, I felt like I learned myself a lot with like how I deal with people, what I
Yeah.
accept, what's a non-negotiable for me, like things like that I've really like come to terms with. And I feel like things that I let slide before, I don't let slide anymore.
Yeah.
I'm more like certain within myself, and like
Yeah.
I know my values more, and I
Yeah.
hope that I continue to carry that forward. But yeah, I feel like no, this year has really like tested me in a way where it's like, what do you accept? What do you not
Yeah.
accept? What do you
Like
value?
that's something that I see myself doing a lot more frequent now, like confronting people
Yeah.
if they annoy me.
Yeah.
Like I don't let it, in
Just
anymore.
slide.
Yeah, no.
You know, another thing that I noticed you got really good at doing this year is like self-reflect.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I noticed sometimes when we would have conversations, and let's say like some people annoyed you, people got on your nerves, whatever that may be, you're more like, sometimes you would think about the situation where it's like, oh, wait, is that like, am I did I cause something? Mm-hmm. Did I do something? Did I trigger something? Like, not in a, you become victim and like, oh, do you get what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, you're not there always pointing the finger at other people. Sometimes you're self-reflecting and you're like, okay, wait, actually, maybe I did something that led to 1, 2, 3, you know, like maybe something came from me, which is really hard to be self-aware, especially now. I feel like a lot of people are like selfish and they just assume like, no, I'm perfect and they're the ones that messed up, and that's so easy and that's like the easiest thing that you can say. But I think maturing is realizing that, no, wait, okay, I might also kind of be part of the problem.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more like aware when I do something wrong.
Yeah,
like some, like I don't let it slide.
Yeah, I'm no,
like,
you know,
why did I do that? Like, yeah, I need to fix myself up.
Yeah. No, that's for sure. And I feel like with me, I don't know what's something that I really like changed up on this year. Like for you, I feel like a big thing is that you started self-reflecting, which is really good.
For you, I don't know. But like, I feel like you're more open to talking to new people.
Really?
Yeah.
I was closed off before?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah, like remember first year, second year, you were always like, oh, it's only me and like one girl or one or two girls and that's it.
That's
true. You didn't really like open yourself to like have a conversation, not even like be friends, but have conversations with other people.
Yeah.
You know, like get yourself out there.
Yeah.
You were not that type. But this year, like I'm seeing you do it a lot more. And you're like more confident in yourself.
I am.
And you're also improving on your Arabic, which is really good.
Yeah, this year tested my Arabic a lot. Yeah, this year definitely tested my Arabic, which I'm happy that it's getting tested, because like can't be grown and not know your own mother tongue. But yeah, okay. I always considered myself to be extrovert, because I feel like I am an extrovert. Like I like gatherings. I like these things. But it's like I like them to a limit. Like I'll get to know people, but I don't think I become extremely friendly and like let's actually talk and let's see each other outside of class. Like that was something that I never used to do. And yeah, definitely this year I feel like I've collected more people around me, which is really nice. And that's not like me, you know, like I'm friendly with people, I talk to people, I have friends in class, but it just like kind of stops at class.
Yeah,
it never leaves the classroom, and now it's starting to leave the classroom, and like we're starting, like I'm actually starting to have more friends.
Yeah,
you know, like I was literally talking about like who we want to invite to my birthday and things like that, and I was like, oh my god, like usually every
last year it was only three
people. Every year it's like 2-3 people max. Like I just always like things small and close-knit and things like that, and I'm starting to like break that bubble and being like, no, it's nice to like be in group settings. Still, I don't think I have the energy to always have like a group friendship,
which is valid. Yeah,
like I don't think I can do a group friendship for the rest of my life. That I feel like is a lot of work, and it's a lot of like you have to satisfy everyone. Everyone has to feel involved. It's just too much. But I feel like I'm more willing to be like in group settings.
Yeah.
That is like actually friendly and we're getting to know each other and it's not for like classwork stuff.
Yeah.
But one thing me and Shahed did do, which we kind of wanted to talk about, was we watched our episode about like exit 2023, hello 2024. And we made some like predictions about what we expect
for us to be
in terms of the podcast. Like, numbers wise,
let's
just say our expectations are crazy.
We got shocked a little bit, but we also didn't expect the stuff that happened in 2024 to happen
as well.
And I think that's one thing that, you know, put us back a bit.
Okay, so this was our metrics. This was how many followers we had last year on TikTok, on an Instagram. On TikTok we only had 25 followers,
which is insane.
That's insane to me. This year, oh, and our goal was 20,000.
Yeah.
We currently stand at 4,100.
Which, to be honest, I don't think it's bad from 25.
You know what? I don't think it's bad, but I don't think it's accurate, because we literally took a break from March to like October.
Yeah.
We took such a long break on TikTok. Like, I swear, if we took advantage of those 6 months or of those, like, we 5 months, we could have easily reached 20,000. Yeah. Like, TikTok is such an easy platform to get followers. Anyone can have, like, a TikTok following now. Anyone. Yeah. Like, post a thirst trap, bam, you have a million likes. So, we could have really... We really could have. But it's fine. Yeah. We're not going to live in the could have. We're going to live in the we will.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Instagram, our current... No, no, last year's current numbers was 162 followers. This year we stand at 374.
And we wanted 5K. But again, it's the same thing as TikTok, to be honest. We don't really post there as much.
We only expect? Like, honestly, what did we expect? Like, obviously, if you're not going to be posting.
It's not going to come from thin air.
Yeah. Part of social media is to be social, and we were not social. So
on YouTube, though, because we were social,
we hit 5K.
From 0 to 5K.
Yeah, we started YouTube in Feb.
Yeah. And we didn't even put it on our list because we didn't even know.
We wanted to do YouTube. Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
And also we got like a distributor as well for our podcast. We work with Podio, which they've been amazing. So that's also been like helping our actual like Spotify performance, our Apple podcast performance, our Deezer, our Anghami. We're all on these new platforms as well.
Yeah.
So you can listen to us on so many new like you can stream us anywhere, basically. Yeah. So that's like another thing is like we focused on thing like I think our goals for last year was mainly like social media goals.
Yeah.
But then it kind of
switched.
Yeah. This year it actually the reality was that we really worked on the podcast itself and not social media presence.
Yeah.
But of course that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
But we really focused on podcast numbers. Okay, how many listeners?
We
got the new mics.
We found our setup. We found the flow of, you know, our YouTube videos and everything. Yeah, exactly.
Like, and how to do the editing and like intro, outro, description, SEO. Like, we really, really, really worked on that this year.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to work on next year yet for the podcast. I really want to keep up YouTube 100%.
1,000%, yeah.
I don't want to talk numbers. I would love to talk numbers. I would love to talk numbers.
Let's talk numbers.
You want to talk numbers?
Let's talk numbers.
Okay. I think we're going to wrap this up quick because I also want to get into this this week's topic. Okay. Next year for YouTube.
We're on 5K right now.
We're on 5K.
20.
I was going to say 15.
20.
20?
20.
You think we can? Because we're going to be consistent on YouTube. YouTube is something we'll not be consistent on. We will definitely 20. Be consistent on YouTube.
Yeah.
20?
Yeah.
Okay. So 20 for YouTube.
Yeah.
Let's say we're mediocrely consistent on
Instagram.
Yeah.
I would give Instagram if we reach 1.5K, I'd be happy.
1K for Instagram, I would be happy.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's say 1 to 1.5.
Yeah.
TikTok, again, mediocrely consistent. I think we can hit 10K.
10, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Reasonable. Reasonable.
See, we're getting somewhere.
We're getting somewhere.
Now you know, like when you make these predictions with numbers, you kind of know, like, okay, this is how my year turned out. Yeah. Let's be more realistic.
Last year, we weren't realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, last year, we were shooting for the scars.
Scars.
The stars and the sky and everything. The scars.
And the space, everything.
Spaceships and all these planets. No. Last year, I think we had no idea what we were talking about. This year, I feel like
we know.
Yeah. One thing I really want to invest in next year is a camera.
Same.
A camera and an extra mic for guest speakers.
Oh my God.
That is something. Figure that out. Guys, I don't know if anyone tech related is watching this. Not computer science, but actual like tech, like technology.
Devices, yeah.
Please recommend wireless mics that work for three people because we really want to get guest speakers on and so many people want to come on the show.
And also that's not too pricey. Like,
because the Rode mics are insane.
Yeah.
They are so insane. They're so expensive. So yeah. No, we're not going to. I don't know if we're going to have the funds for Rode mics. We'll have to see. Maybe, you know, one of our videos will pop off. And
maybe when we get
it'll
20K.
Fund everything. Maybe when we hit the 20K. Anyway, this week, you know, we were really stumped on like what to talk about.
Yeah.
Because we just had so many ideas. We really wanted to end off this year with a banger. And we had so many ideas. So we asked you guys on our Instagram stories to help us choose what topic we should talk about. And you can follow us on Instagram at minds.in.neutral.shahad.ghina.followus. let's hit the 1K, the 1.5. We listed like four options. And the one that actually did, you know what? Two of them did good. Two of them did good. Yeah. So we might do that for next week.
Yeah.
But for this week, we are going to talk about
faith versus FOMO.
Faith versus FOMO.
You know, I just found out recently what FOMO meant.
Okay, FOMO, if you don't know, it's fear of missing out. Yeah. So it's like, oh, I really want to, like, I, you know.
Like, I don't really want to do this thing, but if I don't go, then I feel like I will miss out.
Yeah, like, I'll be left out. So I just have to do it. Yeah. Like, I have to be part of the conversation. I have to see what's going on in the world. And so many people have that.
Yeah.
So many people have that. I don't think I really have FOMO. Like, if I'm not invited somewhere, I'm going to be like, okay.
Sometimes I do.
Do you?
Sometimes.
No, you actually do.
Yeah.
You do.
Why? Why are
you saying that? Because there's so many times where you... There's so many times where you tell me about, like, something that you didn't end up going to and you get really upset. Like, it's either that your parents didn't let you go or that you couldn't because, like, let's say you were tight on time or you didn't get invited. You get really upset. I'm just like, oh, whatever. I really cannot be bothered. Like,
no, when I don't get invited, I get upset because they're like, my close friends are going out without me. Why are you not inviting me? Fair. Because their reason for not inviting me is because we already know that you're going to say no.
Which is not a reason. I'm so sorry, guys. Like, so level up with the excuse, please.
Because maybe that day I could have been able to.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I'm like, brother, no.
I could have.
Yeah.
Could have easily.
Like, Rena doesn't do that with me. Rena would call me and be like, I know you're probably going to say no, but I'm still going to ask
it you. Would be the same second, same minute, same everything. And I know she can't make it, but I'll be like, Shahad, do you want to? Like, let's I invite her sometimes to go out with me and my mom.
Yeah.
Just
oh my god, I did go out with her and her mom.
Yeah, and it was so, so much fun.
And then I broke my phone.
Oh yeah.
Guys, 20k please. Need a new phone.
No.
Anyways,
but I thought this topic was so interesting because it's the holidays. I mean, Christmas has already passed, but because it's the holidays and because like New Year's is coming up and everything, I am noticing so many Muslim people. Practicing Muslim people have a full-blown Christmas tree in their house.
They do the whole presents,
Santa, wrapping it up, let's go, like, let's get the kids excited, let's decorate the house. And it's just, it's crazy, it's bizarre. I'm so sorry. It's just so hard for me to grasp.
Yeah.
Because you're not giving the same energy to Eid. You're not giving the same energy. I mean,
what
to
if they
and that's
did?
That's so unfair.
Would that make it okay?
No, it wouldn't make it okay regardless. But I'm just saying I'm noticing more energy given to holidays that we aren't meant to celebrate.
Yeah.
Than to holidays that's actually dedicated for us. Like, can we actually cherish what we have, which is Eid, both Eids, Ramadan? Like, those are things that are meant for us. Like, no one is gassing them up.
But when I have it comes a question. Let's say a guy, Muslim guy, practicing and everything, marries a Christian woman. Because that's halal.
Yeah.
He can do that.
Yes, he can.
So then the kids, can they celebrate Christmas?
Well, I mean, are they not going to be following the father's religion? So technically, no. Point blank, period.
Damn. Yeah, I mean,
it's not complicated.
Yeah,
it's
but
not.
Then, like, see, that's why I feel like I'm changing topics right now. But that's why I feel like it's so hard to marry different religions. Because then you're going to leave the whole mom's side family out of it.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be celebrating with them. They're like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There has to be some sort of understanding, something like mutual respect. I don't know. That whole topic is like...
It's a different topic.
It's a different topic and it's really hard to think about. I don't know. This is why I'm just like, let's just pick the simple way in life where it's like you just... But you can't really control who your nasib is and who you end up falling in love with.
Yeah. But anyways...
I still stand my ground in saying there is no need for a whole Christmas tree to be decorated for it to be 10 feet tall in your living room.
Okay, what about Merry Christmas? Like saying Merry Christmas, everyone.
I heard that that's a form of shirk. Instead, you should say like Happy Holidays. Because Merry Christmas, it means like Christ, which is like, you know. So you should tell them like Happy Holidays. But I have said Merry Christmas before. I'm gonna
because I have like a whole friend group of non-Muslims.
Yeah,
and they always wish me Eid Mubarak.
Yeah,
and like Ramadan Kareem and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm like the only Muslim in that group.
Yeah,
and they all wish me. So I'm like, okay, it's kind of weird if I don't wish them back.
I get you. No, I do wish.
Yeah,
I do because it's like especially to friends that I have a very mutual understanding with. They wish me. I wish them.
But yeah,
like it's normal. We can live peacefully together. But I heard that it's preferred to say Happy Holidays. Yeah.
Okay, that's
because you're not specifying which holiday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Instead, you're just saying, like, general, Happy Holidays. But yeah, honestly, like, there's so many, like, influencers, a lot of Muslim influencers, which, guys, if you're an influencer, I'm so sorry. You are responsible for the content that you push out on the internet and for the impression you're giving off of the religion, for your family. Like, as much as you want to believe, like, oh, I live the way I want to live, that's fine. But if you know the way that you're living is not
the right way
religiously,
yeah,
then please keep that to yourself, because you might be influencing a new generation of kids that may not have solid religious backgrounds. And then, plus, we're normalizing things that, I'm so sorry, for us are not normal.
Yeah.
Like, we're...
like, Halloween.
Halloween's not normal.
Yeah.
Going Easter. Easter, going to concerts.
Parties.
Music festivals.
Yeah.
That's not normal. But then at the same time, like, I know so many of my friends that they want to live.
Yeah.
They want to live life. They want to experience. They want to take part in these activities. Because, again, it's that hype. It's that excitement. Like, so many people are gassing it up. They're like, oh, my God, we're going to go to the Gunna concert. We're going to go to the Travis Scott concert. Like, and people are excited. People are talking about outfits. People are talking about, like, what they're going to do. They went backstage. They met these people and all of that stuff. But as much as we try to lie to ourselves and normalize it, it's not...
It's not
for us.
It's really isn't. Because, by the way, most of, like, the clubs and the parties and anywhere, like, I remember we had a festival for universities.
Okay.
And it was, like, so hyped up, and everyone was like, there's this musician, he's gonna come, it's gonna be like a uni festive thing, whatever. And I was looking, I was like, okay, like, let me check it out. Like, yeah. I knew I wasn't gonna go, but let me check out the website. Yeah. Let me see the information.
Yeah.
And it was like, hijabi's not allowed.
No way.
Hijabi is not allowed.
So it stops at the hijabi woman. But what about the Muslim men, guys?
That's what I said too.
What about, like, the Muslim
what
men?
What about the Muslim people? Like, you know, forget
the whole
hijabis.
Ummah, the nation.
That's fine. If I have my hair out, I can go party and do everything. But when I put a hijab on my head, I can't. Like, I feel like all Muslims can't. Like, yeah. I'm not saying all hijabis should be too. But I'm saying, if you're
Muslims
not allowed.
Muslims full stop.
Yeah, Muslims full stop. If you're making that point and you're putting it on your website clear.
Yeah.
For everyone to see, you could have also put Muslims no.
I think because it's so much more problematic, they could get a lot more backlash, considering that you have, because we are wearing a religious scripture on our head.
Yeah.
Nine to five. Lips are shut. We're wearing it 24/7. And it's a clear indication that that person is practicing.
Yeah.
But then, let's say for a man, you can't really tell if a man is a Muslim.
Check his ID.
It doesn't say on our ID our
religion.
Yes,
it does.
No, it doesn't. On our national ID, it does not say your religion. It doesn't. It doesn't. On some passports, it does.
Yeah.
It just says your nationality on your ID and your age and your, like, gender. That's it. It doesn't say your religion, at least in this country. I don't know about other countries.
Well, it should.
I mean, it doesn't, like...
I don't know, because
really matter.
Because, by the way, like stupid stuff like that, okay? Because let's say a hijabi woman has FOMO, okay?
Okay.
And she's like, oh, I really want... Let's say she said she wanted to go to that festival. They do end up, like, literally, like, putting strands of their hair out, wearing their hijab in a different way.
That just so they can go.
So it matches the fashion, you know, style.
Yeah.
And their clothes will be, you know, like, all tight and everything, so that they're like, oh, yeah, she's not hijabi. It's just, like, a fashion statement.
Yeah. Or she's just wearing a head cover.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back with better lighting because we really want to make sure that this episode's good. But, yeah, they will, like, end up changing their whole looks just so they can be allowed to go. And then, okay, there's so much other FOMO, like, for example, in certain pools, like, they don't allow hijabis and, like, people wearing burkinis and things like that. And it's like, again, fear of missing out. Guys, I want to live. I want to go to these places. But, like, and it's such a battle. Like, if we're going to be so honest, it's such a battle having desires, having temptations, wanting to enjoy this world to an extent, but also grip on your faith and realize that this world is temporary and it's not worth enjoyments.
The thing is that I don't understand, like, the ones about the beach thing that you said, right? Like, it's in Egypt too, guys. In Egypt, like, you know, it's like
a
majority Muslim country.
Yeah,
there are some areas where they'd be like, hijabs, burkinis are not allowed. Why? Like, actually, why?
Yeah.
Like, what's the reason? Like, I feel like any person can make their own decisions and choices to go wherever they want to go. I don't understand why it's a no-no. Because then that will just demotivate people to wear the hijab. They'll be like, okay, khalas, I will take it off.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, why is there that restriction?
Yeah, it's pushing for a lifestyle that's so far from what we're meant to be doing.
Yeah. Like, why can't I just, like, go enjoy your beach and just wear a burkini?
Yeah.
Because some people see it as bia, like, as, like, low class.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't see it as, like, high class if you wear a hijab. They see you as, like, oh, like a...
I remember Layla told me that one thing where it's like, if you're a niqabi in Egypt, it means like you're really like uneducated and like the lowest of low. Yeah, some people would
think, oh, you're stupid. That's why. Which is insane in my opinion.
That is insane.
Who are you to tell me I'm stupid or I'm low class or in this just because of I'm wearing a hijab on my head?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again.
And it makes people like, it makes people actually miss out on stuff. Like, it's a beach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let me enjoy some actual, like, sunlight.
Sand,
water. Like, natural stuff that Allah, like, gave us.
Yeah.
To enjoy. So, why are you stopping me from enjoying it? Just because I want to follow my faith. And also, you know, enjoy some, like, a little bit of, like, the world. Like, you know?
Yeah.
The earth that he gave us.
Yeah. In that sense, I'm like, okay, yeah, I would understand the FOMO part.
Yeah.
But then in other parts where, Anjad, like, things are not actually meant for us, I wouldn't understand why we would feel FOMO. Like, for example, like, there's so many concerts that are happening that people just really hype up. And I'm just like, guys, you're actually not missing out on anything if you don't go.
No, that I agree
that
with.
Is like, can we just be so honest and for real with each other? Like, the world will still spin. Like, you are still going to have a great life.
Yeah.
You're going to be fed. You're going to go to your job. You're still going to make money in your bank. Like, it does not end at that. I understand that there's so many experiences people want to have. And like, I think what a lot of people have is curiosity. They just want to live it one time, get it out of the way, check it off from the list.
Yeah.
I get that. But, like, I feel...
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Because, like, there's so many curious, like, so many people could have so many curiosities. Like, a lot of people could be like, I'm curious to see how drinking would feel for the first time.
Yeah.
Or how it feels to, like, I don't know, do some type of, like, thing that's going to get me super intoxicated.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they might be curious just to try it one time. But it's like, within that curiosity, let's say you feel it, you try it. Two things could happen. One is that you absolutely hate it. You're like, ew, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
This is not for me. Like, yuck, whatever. Or you might end up loving it so much. You might get addicted.
Yeah.
You might start a habit. You might not know how to snap yourself out of it. What do you do in that case? Imagine you try drinking one time. Imagine you go to a concert one time. You end up loving it so much. You take pictures. You meet people. Whatever. You just live your life. And it just becomes a reoccurring habit all the time that you're like, okay, now khalas, I'm just a concert girl. Like, I love concerts, I love partying, I love all of this stuff. And you notice that you're getting sucked up into this loophole and you don't get out of it. And then, like, before you know it, majority of your time is spent on that stuff. And it's like, that's a 4-hour, 3-hour concert. Like,
yeah, majority of your time, majority of your money. I find concerts so haram, like, with, like, it on your money. Like, there is no way
your hard-earned halal money is being spent on a haram activity.
Listening to a guy rap.
Be so for real.
People jumping up and down. Wallah, people die in these concerts. How do you know you're not going to be one of them?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, you put so much money. You do all of that stuff. And then...
It's too much of a risk I just would never take.
Yeah, no.
And inshallah, I never, ever, I don't want to talk too poor on these people because you never know, like, they might just have this desire and that could be their test. Maybe they passed it and they never went, or they failed it and they went and they tried it out. I don't know. Inshallah, that never is my test because I really hope I stick to my word.
Yeah.
And I really hope I don't ever try that because for me, I don't see the enjoyment. I don't see the curiosity. I don't have it. And, you know, like, I always think about, like, for my kids, for example, like, what if they come to me
and they say, Mama, we want to go to this concert. I don't know.
Or like, I want to go to this Halloween party.
Yeah, I never asked my mom about concerts, to be honest, because I was just like, since a young age, I'm like, this is way too much money for me to go and ask my mom, I want, like, this amount of money to go.
Okay, let's say it was free.
Ooh.
Let's say it wasn't a money issue. Let's say it was genuinely a free concert that they were doing. Like, you know how in festivals sometimes they have these, like, artists that show up? Let's say if it was a free thing, I still wouldn't see the desire.
Okay, what about an Arabic concert? Like Amr Diab or I don't know.
You know, like, what's so bad in my mind? I'm like, listening to Arabic music is not as bad as like English music.
I think it's also because of the foul language, the imagery that the English music has, that Arabic music doesn't have.
But still, بداخل السن is a sin. Like, you can't really...
That's true.
You can't really disagree, Shahad. You can't sit here and be like, oh, just because it's Arabic and it's talking about love instead of, like, some crazy things.
I mean, yeah, I see your point. I don't know.
Like, to be honest,
a lot of people talked about music, songs, all of that stuff. There's so too many
viewpoints.
Yeah.
But I think, like, deep down, we all know it's
haram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how many perspectives you get, you know deep down it's haram. Like, same thing with smoking.
Yeah. Valid.
So many shuyukh say it's makruh. So many shuyukh say it's haram.
It's haram.
It's haram.
Because at the end of the day, you're harming your body. You're harming people around you.
It's haram. Like, let's stop.
Yeah. Like, let's stop trying to find loopholes.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Yeah. Khalas, what's haram is haram.
Yeah.
End of discussion. Free or with money, it's haram. I still would not want to partake in that.
Yeah.
And I hope I never do. Like, even by accident.
Yeah.
You know what's one last thing that, like, I remember I was watching this guy on TikTok and he was like, the biggest thing that people are falling into and they don't even notice is shirk. And that's like the biggest sin you could commit, like, ever, ever, ever. Like, that could take you out of the fold of Islam.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, so many people, like, naturally now in their conversations, they, like, swear on people instead of God. They swear on, like, so many other things. Like, I swear on this person's life and that person and my mother and my uncle. And it's just like, now it's become so part of our day-to-day language. Yeah. And, like,
shirk in so many forms. Like, hatta wearing the evil eye.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, hatta you're like, oh my, you know, that's also a part of it. Like, OMFG.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people say it.
I was going to say, oh my God, is shirk?
No. Like, when you swear on... Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
That's not right.
People swear on... Egyptians, wallah, we're so dramatic. We'd be having a cup of tea and let's say we're arguing with someone. Oh, wallahi ala kubayt shay!
Really?
Anything. Or like the food anything I'm in front eating. Of them. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. No, we need... Yeah.
We need anyway, to be more careful.
Long story short, I genuinely believe if you have that curiosity, really, really think if that curiosity is worth it. Really understand that this life is temporary and every decision you're making does have an impact. It might not be an impact or a consequence that you might see now, but it will be something you will see later on. Yeah. So just double, triple, quadruple check if that's actually something the right move that you want to do.
Yeah.
And if it's really worth it. Anjad, we only have one life. Let's live it right. It's a test at the end of the day. This is not the life for us. The akhirah is.
Facts.
Yeah. And I hope we have a beautiful, amazing...
Next year.
Next year, inshallah, with like a lot of great goals.
Inshallah.
Yeah. No. Thank you guys so much for an amazing year.
Staying with us this year. Our Spotify Wrapped was 999%.
Like, everything was like off the charts. It was crazy. And inshallah, the year after that, it's the same. Yeah, and we really, really appreciate like having this platform and being able to say what is on our mind.
Yeah. And we really appreciate when you guys comment and like share your opinions with us. We actually do read everything.
We really do.
We do. We actually do. Yeah. And if we don't talk about it in the podcast itself.
Trust me, we talk about it.
We talk about it
to private. Ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Each and every one of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yalla. I hope y'all are happy, healthy, and safe.
And inshallah, we'll see you next year. Bye-bye.